Good morning. This is Governor John Baldacci. Because of the deepening recession and a slowing economy, I had proposed a plan to close a $438 million budget gap. The plan included many difficult decisions and significant reductions in spending. Since that time, my administration has worked with the legislature to make improvements and consider alternatives. We have an opportunity to address some of the most challenging issues that have been identified. Over the past 3 months, our state's revenue forecasters have seen positive indicators in the economy to slightly upgrade our financial outlook for the next year and a half. They tell us we can expect revenues to increase by about $51 million. It's a conservative estimate, and the forecasters have been very cautious. In addition, the federal government has made an administrative change in the Medicare reimbursement. The change translates into about $28 million in resources for the state. Even with the new resources that are available today, this budget is still very constrained. For context, the first budget I introduced back in 2003 and 4 was about $5.4 billion. This proposed budget, 7 years later, even with the restorations, will be about 5.6. Despite today's good news, we know that our economy remains fragile and that the recovery is far from certain. We must protect and encourage economic recovery and take no action that would jeopardize growth. We must safeguard our core values and safety net so the most vulnerable in our society receive the care they need. And we must make structural changes so that our state is better prepared for the economic recovery and that the size of state government better matches available resources. I have placed a high priority on finding a bipartisan cooperative path through these troubled economic times. From the beginning, I've been committed to presenting a fiscally responsible plan to balance the state budget. The slight improvement in the economy and the increased assistance from the federal government will allow us to address legitimate concerns in human services and education, while also making investments in Maine's long-term fiscal health. My plan restores $30 million in health and human services, including increased support for nursing homes, assisted living facilities, disability services, mental health crisis intervention, and home-based services. It also identifies alternatives to earlier proposals that will help bring Maine's budget into balance. The plan restores $20 million for K-12 education in 2011. By restoring this, we're helping communities to be able to transition to declining revenues in the future. $8 million is going to go to the University of Maine system, community colleges, and Maine Maritime Academy, and the plan includes an additional $6 million in municipal revenue sharing to help communities weather the recession. Other initiatives in the budget that I introduced is $3.5 million to reduce the state's obligation for retiree health benefits, $8.1 million to eliminate a proposed delay in the state employee pay, and $1.75 million to fund the state's obligations for disaster assistance to local communities. With these proposals, I believe we can give school districts and municipalities time to adjust to declining revenues, protect our core values and the state's economy. I'm also including a number of initiatives in this package that will reduce costs going forward, particularly in the Department of Health and Human Services. We must continue our push to make government more efficient. To that end, it's important to replace the one-time payroll delay so that the obligation isn't passed on to the next administration. It's also prudent for us to pay down our obligation on retiree health and to fulfill our commitment on disaster assistance to local communities. By addressing these obligations now, we reduce the state's structural gap going forward. Even with these changes I'm proposing, this is still a very difficult budget. There are still many hard decisions that must be made. But during this difficult economy, I will not support higher taxes. Maine families and businesses cannot afford a greater burden. But I do support targeted investments. We have an opportunity to put people back to work, to create jobs and grow our economy. My plan includes the finances to support the debt service on a jobs bond. The investments will focus on those areas where we can put people to work quickly and have a lasting impact on our state. I expect to release the details of my plan early next week. As I work with the legislature to finish this budget, I will do everything I can to promote growth and prosperity, to help the middle class, and prepare our economy for the future. We'll make the tough choices today that will translate into opportunities tomorrow. Thank you, and have a great weekend.